our people at the common borders with the north. Now people will settle, they will do normal work, they will resettle, they will produce. Security-wise, things would be stable. South Sudanese can go north, provided they have a legal document. Similarly with North Sudanese, trade across the borders will also flourish. As you may know, before the blockade of the borders by Khartoum, we used to get more than 60% of our essential commodities from the north. Once the borders are open, the prices will also drop. There will be competition.
Let me take you a step back. After the shutting down of the oil pipeline by your government,
yes,
in January last year,
yeah, 20th.
A lot of things happened. And in Juba, economically, your government has not been doing well, although you've come out publicly saying you are not collapsing. Now that the oil is going to flow in the pipelines once again via Khartoum, what are the urgent things that you would like to do to improve the living condition of your people?
Well, it's true that after the shutdown of the oil, we began to face difficulty. We froze even development on important basic infrastructure. The economy began to shrink because the main source of us to generate hard currency is from the oil. And you know, South Sudan is still import dependent. We wouldn't have collapsed, but it's a blessing that now there is an agreement. We'll get more revenues, particularly in hard currency, and the people will be happy.
But what are the things, like, for instance, security in Juba is quite a problem. There are lots of cases of insecurity. I was there 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Robbery, daylight robbery at gunpoint, and there are people who, you know, shot at night. People are crying that where is the government that is supposed to protect us? So with the you having your revenue back now, I was just asking, what will be the priority of the government in terms of addressing the issues affecting the people?
You know, it is unfortunate that insecurity rose in urban centers, a reflection that there is economic hardship, and those who got pressed began to do criminal activities like robbery and all that. That using rule of law would be stamped out. In Juba now, we have devised patrols, even not to single unit. We combine them. The police is checked by the national security and sometimes by the intelligence, so that nobody does crime, because even the police was being accused for doing some activities, individuals from the police. So we have devised a new system of tagging them together so that there will be no complacency when one of the security personnel commits a criminal act. One of the unit will say, well, it's your person.